Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, good morning, everybody. Second hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how they impact your life, how you can use them to change your world by persuading a persuadable person. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Dale writes to me an email, by the way, about why are you not screaming at the mountaintops for listeners to oppose Senate Bill 554? Because I have been. Apparently you haven't been listening. He writes a letter, an email to Peter Courtney. And it's a pretty good one. He writes to Peter Courtney, he says, I wonder if you really have the faintest concept of the maelstrom of destruction being wrought upon this state on a daily basis by the occupant of the governor's office. You fiddle while Rome burns. You appear perfectly happy to sit on your 24-carat blank day in and day out in our, hey, I said our, locked and boarded capital, commandeering it as if it were your private moated castle. And you rubber stamp whatever new abomination she deems to inflict on the people of Oregon without so much as a backward glance or a wisp of conscience about any of it. All of the unconstitutional, unlawful, power-craven, power-drunken, perverse decrees spitting phlegm in the faces of Oregonians. And never is heard a contrary word from you, Courtney. You sit and pontificate, you and your belligerent, combative attitude of yours that you have so often turned against the constituents that you answer to, not the other way around. Figure it out. While your clique of Portland Marxists assault our constitutional rights, you know, the state and federal constitutions that you all swore an oath to uphold and protect, yeah, those ones, you are gut sick of the face blanks and lockdowns and OSHA brown shirt goon squads, the wanton destruction of small businesses and the lives of their owners, employees and customers, the sneering mockery and the constant assault of our constitutional rights by you and your cadre of Portland leftists, elitists rather, the abject dystopian horror shows that downtown Portland, now downtown Salem, even the perimeter suburbs have descended to. Get off our backs, get out of our lives, and get the H-E-double-L off our freedoms. Where were any of you Bolshevik apparatchiks when the great fire leveled the canyon? You know, the fire that should have been nipped in the bud, saving thousands from the aftermath of the conflagration? Where are any of you, Courtney Brown Kotek? You were too preoccupied with your eternal scheming and plotting the demise of Oregon and your own ascensions into godhood. That's where you were. All of you are liars, swore an oath to protect and defend the constitutions of the United States and Oregon, an oath you all have demonstrated your all-consuming contempt for over and over and over again. You all treat as virtues two of the greatest sins there ever were, the lust for gold and the lust for dominion over other flesh. Get off our backs, get out of our lives, and stop making monuments unto yourselves, you tin gods. So, folks, we need to be at the Capitol. apparently they're going to try to vote this bill out of Senate Bill 554 on Thursday. The word needs to go out. Kevin Starrett at Oregon Firearms Federation needs to lead the way, along with Second Amendment Foundation, the NRA, all hands on deck, show up to the Capitol building on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Why? To yell and scream and to make noise, to let those people in their moated castle, as Dale writes it, which I think is a very appropriate moniker. We need to show up and oppose Senate Bill 554. They're going to vote it out of committee tomorrow. We need to let them know we don't like it. The hearing yesterday, again, it was Monday. The hearing on Monday featured at least 3-1 testimony against. And if you go back, and again, you can see everything. If you go to the actual testimony, every bit of submitted testimony is there. And it's closer to 4-1 against it. We need to be there. And we need to be honking our horns and yelling our bullhorns and everything else on Thursday. I can get the word out to a degree, but it's really the people like Kevin Starrett at Oregon Firearms Federation and others that should be emailing and firing up their troops. Because this is, again, the Republicans need to know we've got their back. The only way to stop this, well, there's another way to stop it, but again, I'm not going to get into that until I see it happen. You got to turn to Democrat votes, or you have to walk out, period. You got to walk out, Republicans, and if we don't show up in mass, they're not going to feel like we've got their back. Like when they walked out previously. Oregon Firearms Federation. He just sent me. Dale did. From 2 days ago. The off piece about this. They're going to do a fast-track work session February 25th at 8 a.m. Even though there are still hundreds of people who wanted to testify, literally. So what I would suggest is that the word goes out. You look, call Peter Courtney's office, and I'm going to give you the number right now because I think this is important. And I'll get back into this American Thinker piece because all of this ties together to pushing back against fascism and tyranny. That's what Senate Bill 554 is. It's going to turn a lot of us into unknown criminals. Unknowingly, we're going to become criminals because we legally carry a gun into a place where this bill says, now it's illegal, and we don't know about it. Senate President Peter Courtney's office is, his phone number, 503-986-1600. One person can stop it, Peter Courtney. Call his office and demand he stops Senate Bill 554. Which lets any local government in Oregon impose concealed carry restrictions. And they don't have to tell you about it. Senate President Peter Courtney can stop it. 503-986-1600. Or you can send him an email like Dale did. At sen, sen.petercourtney, all one word, at oregonlegislature.gov. Thanks, Dale. You're right. We ought to be raising unbelievable hell on the Capitol steps. Well, you can't go on the Capitol steps because they got it fenced off. Because that's that moated castle that they're hiding from us. All right, the piece in The American Thinker. We have to establish a parallel economy, a patriotic parallel economy that allows us to influence our world. Andrew Torba wrote this in this, actually in a communication from his own platform. He's the guy who founded Gab. We must exit this broken, failing system and start building a new one immediately. We are not revolutionaries. We are not violent. We are reformers. We are builders. When we up and leave the existing system in favor of our own, the existing system will crumble without lifting a finger. This is what he wrote. Now, this is part and part the message that needs to come out of the Oregon Republican Party, since they are already being branded, as their new leadership is being branded, as right-wing extremists. A number of news articles have done that in the last couple of days. They need to come back with a different narrative. And it needs to follow this narrative. We're not revolutionaries and we're not violent. We're reformers. We're going to stand up for people's constitutional rights of free speech. And we're not going to let cancel culture win the day. We have to create a parallel economy. Now, all right, so let's assume that we start doing this. Well, as if we've seen, and this article points this out, Putin's Russia, Castro's Cuba, Xi's China, all of these are basically communist dictatorships. And tyrants can survive the crumbling that would come from us, the patriots, leaving the economy of the oligarchs, big tech, big donors, big media. They can survive the crumbling. Life is good. At least until the slaves run out, to paraphrase Margaret Thatcher. Let the music play. Yet Torba is right. Liberty-loving Americans need to max their economic resources to create greater independence. Let the music take control. We're going to party, lively, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. Stacey Ann might be calling in if she is. She's actually flying on her way to Orlando, Florida, where she will be tomorrow and Saturday broadcasting Good Morning Salem from CPAC. She'll be doing interviews with people, and maybe if she can get interviews a little bit earlier in the day, she'll we'll do a joint broadcast tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour, and you'll get to hear from some additional people from CPAC. Over the break there, I got a call from a friend who also noted that H.R. 127, which was introduced in Congress, provides federal licensing of firearms and ammunition possession and registration, and prohibiting the possession of certain ammunition. This is another bad bill. H.R. 127. Now, in talking about the new economy, the parallel economy, that will help us in Oregon, because we'll be able to get our message out and go around Facebook and Twitter and Google as we go around and we do other search engines. Like, I use DuckDuckGo, which doesn't track you. Using Gab, using Signal, using CloudHub. I was on Parler, but I can't get it to work on my iPhone. So apparently it's being blocked by Apple from just working on my phone. Even though I've got the app installed and it's the original app, I still can't make Parler work. So what the heck? At any rate, part of preserving your own liberty is making a decision now to start changing how you spend your money, changing who you spend your money with. In fact, this person not only reminded me about this bill, but also a Bible verse. This is Luke 22, verse 36. But he said to them, "But now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack." I'm reading from the new, the ESV version of the Bible there. "But now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack, and let the one who has no sword sell his coat and buy a sword." So, what's the price of liberty to you? Is it worth a cup of coffee? Is it worth not spending as much money on, say, a new vehicle? And maybe buying a used one and saving some of that money to put towards candidates that you know are constitutionalists, that you can trust, towards platforms that allow you to live free and preserve your freedom, like this radio station? Can you afford a cup of coffee? I mean, the Bible verse says, sell your coat to buy a sword, making an economic choice. You know, again, this radio station has suffered, along with so many of our small business advertisers, under the crushing impact of Kate Brown's unconstitutional edicts in keeping our economy closed down. In fact, I just read about the restaurant on the coast that got fined $17,000 by OSHA. $17,000, that's a lot for a restaurant, folks. Got to sell a lot of hamburgers and pancakes to make up for that. That's the tyranny of Kate Brown. A lot of our advertisers have suffered. Many of them have just flat gone out of business. That's why you don't hear their ads here anymore. They're not around, sadly. We need to make a decision how we're going to start spending our money. Are you going to spend $4.99 like I do every month with my off of my Roku TV to subscribe to a One America News Network? That's what it cost me, $4.99. Would you be, I mean, what is that? If you go buy a latte and you leave a tip, it's basically the cost, isn't it? Pretty close to it. Are you willing to give up one coffee a month? Or maybe you're willing to give up more than that. Maybe you're willing to give up a few other things. So that you can give $5 a month to One America News or $5 a month to KSLM. We have a GoFundMe page. Or maybe pick up the phone and call one of our advertisers and say, you know, I hear your ads all the time on KSLM News. And I want to talk to you about, say, Eric Kaiser, Righteous Renovations. Coming at, you know, I've been thinking about remodeling my kitchen or my bathroom, or I've got a problem. I've got dry rot. I need to get it fixed. I hear your ads. Would you come and give me a bid? Okay. Go to RighteousRenovations.com and go do that. RighteousRenovations.com. It's one of our great advertisers you can trust because Eric Kaiser and his team do a great job. Or just call up one of our advertisers and say, you know, I just wanted to, I'm not going to spend any money with you for the moment, but I just wanted to say thank you for advertising on KSLM because they are my voice of freedom. And that's what we are, folks, because you can call and talk with me or any of other our talk show hosts here that are live and local, or you can call and talk to the national hosts. And you can express your concerns, your thoughts, or your idea how to preserve the world. 503-589-1220 to power the talk right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the 8 o'clock hour, at which time you will hear a replay of Stacey Ann's Good Morning Salem show because she is literally on an airplane flying to Orlando, Florida, where she's going to be broadcasting tomorrow and Friday from CPAC. As you know, Trump is going to be there on Sunday, and he's going to give what will be termed as a speech that will clearly establish that he's still the head of the Republican Party. But even more important than that, he's still head of a movement, MAGA. Because you see, the basic ideas behind making America great again, those ideas have not diminished because Trump's no longer president. In fact, if anything, I predict to you they will get stronger, as they should, with what's about to occur. In a moment, I'll get back to where Andrew Torba is right about why we need to establish a new patriotic economy that allows us to preserve our liberty. But speaking of advertisers, and that's how we make money, at least most of the time here on this radio station, ProBioscience is this company in Salem that makes what I think are the highest quality CBD products that you can personally benefit from, or people that you know and love, like even your pets. Yes, they even have pet CBD products that work. I know because we've used them on my Gracie who's coming up at being 12 years old as a Vizsla, a wonderful dog. But also, you know, there are things that we can do in terms of taking care of our bodies. And one of the things that I really believe is important is to try to use as most natural substances as you can. And that's what CBD is. The pain stick that I use, I've just never used anything any better. I've never used anything that lasts as long as this and that works as quickly as it does. Why don't you go check out all of the great products at Pro Bioscience? You do it on the web at pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. If you buy anything online, you can get a 15% discount if you just use the discount code Valentine. Month of February, Valentine's Day, Valentine. You get 15% off. Plus, they have a great rewards program if you're a frequent buyer. In fact, if you refer people, you can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. Do yourself a favor. Feel better naturally with very high quality CBD products. Made in Oregon, grown in Oregon. Pro-bioscience.com. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So, from this piece in the American Thinker, liberty-loving Americans need to max their economic resources to create greater independence. They can no longer rely on enterprises that have been co-opted by Democrats and the left. Livelihoods, the very well-being of many millions of families are at risk. But a parallel system of commerce isn't enough, though. Why? Well, what do you know about the nature of tyranny? Tyranny is cancerous. It's predatory. It thrives only by consuming. A separate America within America is probably a partial solution. That's the parallel economy idea. Continues. Otherwise, it may only be a firebreak. Firebreaks are necessary expedients, but they're not permanent answers. Sooner or later, America's emerging tyrants will prowl, seeking to seize, devour, and finally destroy whatever patriots build independently. A good defense is a smart offense. Short of outright secession, the Republic needs to be retaken. Why would dark souls be permitted to purchase on America anyway? There's much that needs to be done to reclaim the nation. Heavy lifting is the price of freedom. Breaking up concentrations of power is about as an American as apple pie. That's private and public concentrations. He says, MAGA is the latest in a series of modern grassroots uprisings. It's a rejection of the centralization of power in national government. Trump and MAGA are the inheritors of the Goldwater movement that begat Reagan, then Rush Limbaugh and Gingrich contract with America, and then the Tea Party. On the other hand, as mentioned, Democrats, the left, and moguls see big advantages in big government aligning with big business. The battlefields in this fight are more than about government overreach. The old saw, bruited about by libertarians, that free markets are the cure for monopolies and cartels is facing a stiff challenge. Markets aren't remedies alone, because over the years, markets have become much less free. Amen. Indeed, national government must be curtailed and decentralized. That's critical to restoring freer markets. President Trump was doing seminal work at deregulation, but even more aggressive approaches are required. Big business moguls are sophisticated in the late 19th century way that the 19th century titans weren't. They've acquired a lot of money, cunning, and will to waylay competitors. Their tentacles reach deeply. Corporate giants have learned the value of collusion with politicians and bureaucrats. They spread their money and favors to leverage government. Higher taxes and more red tape aren't necessarily impediments to big players. Carve-outs can be achieved in legislation. In fact, taxes and regulations can be used as weapons, putting the hurt on smaller competitors, crippling competitors, and crimping markets. Boost bottom lines. Big tech is the most conspicuous threat to commerce and our liberties, but big finance poses a global threat that requires priority focus. Now, before I go any further, I want to go to the phones because there's more here, but you're getting the drift of this, folks. Yes, we have to create the parallel economy, but we also have to help encourage other states that are run by conservatives and Republican values that believe in the Constitution and believe in the Republic, these states to fight to break up big monopolies, including some private ones that are destroying our liberty. Go to the phones. We'll go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What are you thinking today?
Well, I'm thinking about this parallel economy. I have been seriously considering changing my mobile service. But what keeps coming to mind is when Amazon shut down Parler just because they can. Who owns all the towers between here and Seattle, you know, or between here and Spokane? If I were to change to somebody like Patriot Mobile or Pure Talk, what's not to stop the owners of those towers from letting them use it? Use them.
Well, good question. Typically, that's a contractual relationship. So, for instance, I switched from AT&T to Pure Talk.
Yeah.
I got more gigs. I added my mother to it, another phone, and I'm paying half price. And I'm using AT&T's actual towers. So nothing has changed in my network or my system or my ability to access the system. So that's a contractual relationship. AT&T faces some problems if they did that, or Verizon, because every one of these providers has these agreements with what are, in essence, competitors to use their same networks. Now, I'm sure that Pure Talk pays AT&T to use their towers, Kathy.
Right.
So if AT&T decided to shut down, say, Pure Talk for some reason, they would be hurting their own profitability. And they would be opening themselves up to all kinds of lawsuits, including a class action lawsuit. By the way, there's a class action lawsuit that we can all join right now against Google, against Facebook, and against a bunch of other people who have censored us. It's out there. We talked about it, and you can search for it and find it. But the bottom line is, Kathy, they could do it, yes. It would open themselves up to class action lawsuits, probably some very strict regulation on the part of federal government bureaucrats. But they would also open themselves up to the same dynamic we're seeing from states like Texas that are suing to break up these monopolies. These states would sue on behalf of their people. That's why I think it would be hard for them to do that. It's a great question, though, Kathy. Thanks for asking.
Hey.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee. with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, Dale sent me an email, said One America is free on Pluto TV. I didn't know that. But that's a great thing to know. Law enforcement confirms that we already knew that Capitol riots obliterate the Democrats' narrative. It's a new story up on Red State. You can see it if you go to Liberty Daily. Also, conservative startup Rightly is backed by Al Jazeera, folks, the Qatar government. Be careful. Also, you gotta love fascist Google bans pro-life website LifeSite News from AdSense, Discover, and its news features. And then Twitter just banned Steven Crowder for the horrible sin of showing addresses of people who voted from addresses of where people voted. These addresses do not exist. Think about that. Phantom addresses where people apparently actually voted from. He showed that. And Twitter literally suspends his account. This is why, folks, we have got to develop a parallel economy. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Just wanted to stop by and say, number one, if you can't go to the Capitol tomorrow because it's 8 o'clock in the morning and the committee is going to vote on that bill, you want to make sure that you call the Democratic members of the Judicial Committee, which is the committee it's being heard from, and just say, would like you to vote no on this because the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon says that I, as an Oregonian, have the right to keep and bear arms. And you creating a law that is unconstitutional is breaking your oath of office. And that's not only federally, but it is state, Jeff. And leave it at that, because the dang Democrats, they got an agenda. However, they are violating the law, and I'm pretty sure that the Republicans are going to vote no, because they know what the Constitution says. But if you can't go to the Capitol, call the Judiciary Committee members, especially the Democrats, and tell them, how you feel about it. But most importantly...
It's a great suggestion, and what I did, Art, is I just brought it up on while you were talking very quickly to the Oregon Legislature. Go to OregonLegislature.gov, click on committees, click on Senate Committee, Judiciary. Senator Floyd Prezansky, Kim Thatcher is the vice chair. Prezansky's a Democrat chair. Michael Dembrow, Democrat. Sarah Gelser, Democrat. She's from Corvallis. Dallas Hurd, Republican, Dennis Lithicum, Republican, and Jim Manning Jr. from Eugene. You can click on each of their names, and you can get their phone number, you can get their email. If you want to stop this thing, folks, and Art's right. If you can't come to the Capitol tomorrow and be loud and proud, then at the very least, make a phone call. Art, continue.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. I mean, you know, the Democrats don't care about our constitutional rights, and they actually do not care about Oregonians very much at all, just their left-wing agenda, and we do have to, as Trump said it, fight. Because if you don't fight and you don't hold all those Democrats accountable, and that's why I said, you know, tell them they're voting against your constitutional rights to keep and bear arms. And quite frankly, you might add that we're going to fight this law all the way. So don't waste time and money creating a law that's going to be eventually struck down in court anyway. Just like all these dang gun bills that they've been trying to pass out. But anyways, that's my two cents, Jeff. Have a great day.
Yeah, you
and
too.
I hope I wasn't talking down to anybody, because I never... anyways, enough said.
No, it's good advice. It's the right advice, Dart. Thank you. I appreciate
great
that,
day.
Folks. I mean, he's right on the money. If you can't come to the Capitol tomorrow, you have to stand up, folks. You just do. Go again to OregonLegislature.gov. That's the website. When it comes up in the right-hand corner, it says committees. Click on that, and then click on Senate committees. And then you'll see the Judiciary Committee. It's Judiciary and Ballot Measure 110 Implementation. That's the official name of it, but it's the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then up on the screen will be each of the members of the committee. There's three Republicans, four Democrats. You can click on each of their names and see their phone number and their email. Call them. Call them and tell them what you think. That this bill, yes, I mean, Art's right. It's not only unconstitutional because it infringes on our right to keep and bear arms, but it's also going to create, it's going to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens who are going to be unaware that they're in a building or a jurisdiction that under this bill would allow you to be considered a criminal because they say, hey, you can't carry a concealed weapon in here. And you may not know that. You got to get active, friends. If you care about your liberty, you have to do these things. You have to stand up. And you got to support people like Lindsey Burschauer, newly elected county commissioner in Yamhill County, who's putting forward the Second Amendment Sanctuary Bill ordinance in Yamhill County, which is, by the way, those county commissioners also voted to not enforce Kate Brown's unconstitutional fines and mandates against businesses in Yamhill County. Good for them. We got to support people as much as we are making sure our voice is heard against things that restrict our liberty. Thanks for listening, friends. Stacey ends up next with a replay while she's on the way to CPAC, where she'll be broadcasting live tomorrow. Well, make a great day. See you tomorrow.